The Brits, Brits, the big mouth Brits, they think they know it all. The Brits, Brits, the big mouth Brits, they walk so fucking tall. It's my dear chap, and oh, I say they're so darn upper class. But we're the ones who save them when they fall flat on their ass. If I could have a few good men, they wouldn't be from Sandhurst. With arrogance like those guys have, I'd chop off my right hand first.
In the show, our British hero falls for an Afghan girl. Together, they sing Forbidden Love.
You could never, ever be. You can never, ever be. You can never, ever be with me.
So our young private Willing and his mates find themselves facing the Taliban, although we are underarmed and undermanned.
We must brave the bullets, we won't take a hit. Tony Blair has spoken, lying through his teeth. At least it's given us a job and a chance of a funeral wreath.
Back home in Britain, Joe's mother and his girlfriend worry.
My Joe has gone to war. My son will soon be fighting. Our man is where we can only hope and pray that he'll still be safe tomorrow, that he'll live through
The Afghan people are quite accustomed now to being invaded by high-tech armies. They take the long view of us.
You have the watches, but we have the time. We've been here 10,000 years.
Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
Every rock is ours to treasure. We are strong, we have no fears. Infidel invaders, you will leave our land in tears.
We call ourselves Great Britain. Should we maybe stop trying to be a great power and aim to be just a great nation?
Do the Afghan folk want us to fight in their land? Our boots on their ground, is that right? Great makes us think they will welcome us in. Great stops us seeing the light.